I have no idea where you're at in life and in your relationship with God, but I had dinner with a man the other night who was vehemently anti-God. Fair enough. But today, simply and plainly, I'd like to tell you my side of that story. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Around a quarter of a century ago, I did something I thought I'd never do. I'd been a tough, head-kicking businessman who, through a string of events, had lost almost everything. It was, without doubt, the lowest point of my life, like being hit over the back of the head with a lump of wood. But in the middle of the grief and the pain, something became glaringly obvious to me. It was this, that God loved me. John chapter 3, verse 16. Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. That's how much he loved me. So all alone, I sat down under a big old tree and said, God, I give my life to you completely. Everything I have, everything I am, all my hopes, all my dreams, I give to you. That was going on 25 years ago now. I had a tough road still to travel in the months and years following that. A lot of tears and challenges. But little by little, he led me out of that place. Not to a perfect place, not to a place where I don't have any troubles, but to a place where he's working in me and through me to bless others with the gifts that he's given me. And with all the ups and downs since then, I can honestly say I wouldn't change a thing. So no matter where you're at, know this. He loves you so much, and he definitely has a plan. That's God's word, fresh for you today. That verse, John chapter 3, verse 16, is the bedrock of my faith. And it's a powerful thing indeed when we allow God to speak his word into our hearts. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.